They're going to be ready to go. It's another division game. They still got 12 back there controlling the offense. Lacy's back in the starting lineup, running the ball downhill, big man. Still got the same offensive line, big athletic guys. Wide receivers can make plays anytime, so I'm not buying anything about their supposed dynasty crumbling or anything like that. I think they're more dangerous than ever. It's going to be another huge challenge for us.
What's different about the approach or preparation when you're playing them so on such a quick turnaround? Just you played them 2 weeks ago, you know?
You just attack it just like every other week. Focusing on the details, trusting the scheme and the defense that our coaches have put together for us for the week and make it work. I mean, it's like I said, it's going to be a hard challenge because they are such an explosive offense, but for us, we got to focus on the details and try to make this thing happen.
You don't feel like, you know, come with a totally new scheme or anything because they just saw what you're playing?
Okay. Nah, at this point in the season, they're going to be who they are, and we're going to be who we are. So whoever does the take care of the little stuff the most with the best will win the game.
Do you look at their record, or do you look at what you see on the
Records
field?
Don't matter anything. I'm pretty sure that everybody would look at us and think we're a team that is an easy win. That's not the case at all. So records mean nothing in this league. Any given Sunday, teams make plays.
You see how silly Theo Riddick makes some of these guys look when trying to tackle
his
face.
It's bad.
How thankful are you? You don't have to try to tackle.
Extremely thankful. Okay. Our running backs do a great job in space. I mean, Coach Mockins does a great job coaching those guys up. It's allowing those guys to get to the right spots, and after that, let their athletic ability come out.
You've been around a lot of guys. What do you think of Ziggy, the way he's come on this year, though?
Unbelievable. I saw that last year, the talent that he was, me and my first year here. Coach Chris and Coach Washburn at the time, and now Coach Matt Rach have done a great job helping to develop this guy. Myself, JJ, Ziggy, and the rest of the older guys continue to feed Ziggy knowledge that we have from over the years of football he's been in. And he's taking that run with it, man. He's just so athletic. He's talented. And the thing I like most about Ziggy is that he's humble. Like, he never thinks he knows it all, never acts like he's done it all. He's just willing to work and learn.
How close is he to the finished product, or is he not close at all?
Not close at all. He doesn't know how good he is. That's the best thing. That's the most amazing thing about it, because he's only been playing football, 4 years now? But he has no idea how good he is now and how good he could be. And that's going to be a true testament to him, because it allows him to go out there and work, not having any expectations. I mean, y'all heard what he said at the beginning of the year. He's trying to be the best player that he can be. Sure. And nobody knows what that's going to be yet for a long time.
Daryl, in all your years, have you ever practiced on a Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But to us, it's Wednesday.
Right.
it's a Sunday Wednesday.
And how weird is it going back-to-back Thursdays, though?
I've never heard of that before. That's new on me. Most of the time you have a Thursday, you have a Sunday after that, or I've seen a Monday to a Sunday morning, but I've never seen a Thursday on a Thursday. So it's a cool thing to be a part of. We got two national televised games, so division games, so it's going to be a huge shout.
You said you had practice on Sundays. Do you remember the circumstances for that? I guess like a walkthrough before a Monday game or something, but other than that.
Yeah, I'm not really this short of specifics, okay. But I have practice on Sunday before.
Did you watch the Packers game Thursday night when you were home?
Of course. It's Thanksgiving. You watch football on Thanksgiving.
And what were your thoughts? I mean,
entertaining game. I mean, this is a division game, the black and blue division. So anytime you get any four of us together, it's going to be fireworks. So the ball just went in the opposite team's favor, as far as the Bears. And the Packers took a yell that time, but that doesn't depict who they are. Like I said, they're an explosive offense. At any given time, they can make a play. As long as they got 12 back there, anything's a given.
Did you watch the halftime stuff at all with Favre and
I did. That's when I refilled my plate. No, I saw some of the Favre stuff. Legend, man. True legend. I was fortunate to play against him, make a couple plays on him a couple times, but no, that's a Hall of Fame guy. He can't say enough good things about that guy.
Hey, one other thing about Ziggy, he didn't, like you said, didn't play a lot of college football. You think he's got more tread on the tire from not wearing it out in college?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Longevity. He played softball, not softball, but soccer and basketball growing up. Yeah. His body hasn't taken as much as pounding that a lot of guys at this stage has. So he's just continuing to get better, continue to work. He's doing a great job taking care of his body, watching the things that he eats. So he's going to be a guy that will be around for a long time making big plays.
Just with everything that's happened, you guys beating the Packers, Bears beating the Packers, then them beating the Vikings after you guys get people having a choice, how much do you think this division is maybe a sign that, you know, any team can win anywhere and those things that you guys say all the time?
That's the NFL. That is truly the NFL. It's not because that they're getting weaker. It's the black and blue division. I mean, guys get up for games like this, and any given Sunday, any given play, things can happen.
Darryl, let me follow Josh's question. 3 weeks ago, all anybody could talk about were the firings and what's next for this team.
Right.
How strange is it now, 3 weeks later, you got guys like on the NFL Network talking about playoffs?
That's the NFL for you. I mean, like I said, things change week to week. It's a week-to-week business. It's a performance-based business. So as long as you got in win games and do what you're supposed to do, positive things happen your way. When you don't, negative things come your way. It's just the nature of the beast.
You've been in a situation before where a 4-7 team even gets talked about with the playoffs?
Not that I can think of. But this is a dynamic team. This is not like a standard team. They did a great job upstairs, Coach Caldwell, bringing in players that had the same core values, foundational thoughts and ideas. And we understand what our goal and our task is week in, week out. So regardless of what the situation is, going into any game, you know, guys try to their best, very best to stay focused and get their very best effort. And it's a good feeling to know that all our efforts from OTAs and mini camps and early in the season, even though we weren't winning, have led to us now in this situation. So we're taking it one game at a time, and the Packers got our full attention.
Where's everybody else right now?
Probably eating a turkey sandwich you got left in the pantry.